The Thursday news release from Alaska's congressional delegation says 9 Gray Eagle unmanned combat vehicles and 128 supporting service members will be based at Fort Wainwright beginning next month. Fort Wainwright Commander Colonel Cape Zemp could not officially confirm the move Friday, but says the post can easily take on the new UAV company.
In truth, the Gray Eagle unit is not that large, so we're able to absorb most of their requirements pretty easily.
The unmanned planes have a 56-foot wingspan, but Zemp says the aircraft and their personnel can be accommodated with current facilities at Fort Wainwright, but adds there's potential for additional infrastructure.
The Gray Eagle company does, at least on paper, come with a hangar. We'll see how that pans out.
Gray Eagle manufacturer General Atomics describes the UAV as having reconnaissance, surveillance, and tactical strike capacity. It can operate for 36 hours at altitudes up to 29,000 feet with a range of 200 miles. Colonel Zemp anticipates that the Gray Eagle aircraft will be deployed in expansive military training areas around the interior and other regions of the state.
We'll be trying to take the best advantage of that we can.
The Gray Eagle stationing is the latest military move to bolster its presence in Alaska. The Army recently brought a new helicopter unit to Fort Wainwright, and the Air Force has selected Eielson for the future stationing of F-35 fighter jets. Senator Lisa Murkowski ties the actions to the Army's strategic shift to an Asia-Pacific region focus. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.